Gasland filmmaker Josh Fox is a frequent participant in anti-fracking rallies at the state capitol. They routinely attract hundreds of people. The most recent demonstration, which Fox did not attend, was on one of the last days of the legislative session. Walter Hang with the grassroots group Toxics Targeting says in New York, the Gasland movie has contributed to what has now become a five-year delay on whether to allow hydrofracking in the state.
When Gasland came along in 2010, it really elevated the public's concern, and it did help to make the grassroots organizing that much more effective. There's no dispute about that.
But he says the stage had already been set. In 2008, former Governor Elliot Spitzer's environmental commissioner and former Assemblyman Pete Grannis, along with Spitzer's top environmental advisor, Judith Enck, who's now with the EPA, wanted more time to study the potential effects of fracking.
They said, we don't really have sufficient experience with this. Let's take a cautious approach. Let's make sure that we don't allow shale fracking until we have comprehensive public health and environmental safeguards.
Hang says 5 years later, that moratorium is essentially still in effect. Karen Moreau with the Petroleum Council calls the Gasland films propaganda, but she admits they've had an impact, and she says it's been harder to present her side of the debate.
It's more challenging to come into the situation and to explain a very technologically advanced process to the public in a manner that, you know, you're basically coming in behind a film like Gasland where someone lights a faucet on fire, even though that has nothing to do with fracking.
She says 29 other states allow fracking and the drilling has been conducted safely. Supporters and opponents of fracking may not agree on the interpretation of the events portrayed in the Gasland movies, but they do both believe Governor Cuomo and his top aides are stalling on making a decision on whether to go forward with the gas drilling process. Nearly a year ago, Cuomo's health commissioner said he would be conducting a health review. The health department contracted with three health experts, and the commissioner, Dr. Nirav Shah, has said he's been looking at three major studies that are just in the beginning phases. But no other details have been released. Hang with Toxics Targeting wants a more comprehensive health assessment that is more open to the public.
They didn't ever write down on a piece of paper what the scope of work was. There was no requirement for public participation.
Moreau with the Petroleum Council says she'd like to see a more transparent process as well, perhaps an advisory group with industry representatives, environmentalists, and people in Marcellus Shale communities who could all work together. She says the inertia by the Cuomo administration is only increasing the polarization.
It's clearly a political decision at this point. Whatever the reasons for delay, they're not based on the information that's out there.
Governor Cuomo has maintained that he will make his decision based solely on the science and the facts, not on emotion. He said recently that he agrees with President Obama that natural gas can be a very effective fuel for this country, but he says that's not the same as saying it's safe.
What are the health or environmental consequences of that development? That's a different issue than whether or not you think natural gas is good.
Meanwhile, both sides continue to organize. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.